We're thankful, Father in heaven, for your blessings. We're thankful for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the message, and the messages that we have heard. Just ask and pray, Lord, that when we leave this place, we may ponder upon your words as they have spoken to each and every one of us, and that we may think upon them, that we may meditate upon them. Lord, that we may apply it to our lives and to our hearts, and Lord, that we may share it to those that are around about us as well. Pray for those, Lord, that could not be here today, and once again, we uplift the Vujicic family, and just ask and pray that you would surround them with your love and give them peace and comfort. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So for this afternoon's meditation, the Lord's laid on my heart a question that I'd like to first pose to myself, and then I'm going to pose to you. And as I was meditating and kind of just really thinking about it, I really have to ponder and say, how is it really affecting my life? And the question is, are you pressing or are you coasting? Are you pressing or are you coasting? And with those two words, if you can maybe think of what portion of scripture that I would refer to, that would be Apostle Paul when he writes the letter of Philippians in chapter 3. So that's going to be my supporting scripture reference for this afternoon's message. Are you pressing or are you coasting? Or have you stopped at all? And what does that mean? What does it mean to be pressing? What does it mean to be coasting? What is it that is driving you? And what is it that is motivating you? Philippians chapter 3, and we can start from verse 6. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching or pressing forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. If anything yet be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. I'd like to finish off on that verse 15. Pressing or coasting? Where do you find yourselves within those two categories? Or even, you just stopped. Apostle Paul, when he's writing to the book of when he's writing to the Philippians, he's trying to encourage them. As the book is here for encouragement to all of us. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. But what does that mean? To press is to put forth effort. To press is to push, and sometimes means to sacrifice. Could be your time. Could your money. Could be your money. It could be your personal space. But many a times we fall into this trap where we don't feel like we're really moving anywhere, we're really not doing anything, we're really not moving forward, we're really not progressing. Life gets in the way, circumstances, at home, family, work. Does that put you in a position where you're just kind of like, you know what, I'm either stopped or I'm not in the Word and I'm not spending enough time in prayer. I'm not spending that quality time that I need with God. Or have we come to a place when we talk about coasting where we've already attained that? We've already reached the level that we feel we're comfortable at. I don't need to go any further. I don't need to put any more effort. I have my daily routine, and that's what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. And I had to stop and think about my life and ask myself that same question. Am I just coasting? And then I have to think, am I in a position to where I need to be pressing forward? Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not sharing the gospel enough to where maybe I'm out of my comfort zone, out of my element. Maybe I'm not talking to those enough that I need to be talking to. And maybe I'm just coasting. And Apostle Paul is saying, you know what? I'm keeping my eyes focused on the prize. And the prize is the high heavenly calling of Christ Jesus. And Apostle Paul says, oh, that I can be more like him. I want to be like him. And he wants his life to be a focused life on Christ Jesus. And if we think he regards his life on earth, particularly his former life, as one of a Pharisee, and the life that he lived and things that he's done and the accomplishments that he's done, he considers that all as garbage compared to what he needs to be doing now and the focus that he needs to have now in Christ Jesus. We drift when we stop pressing and start focusing. To coast is to have an attitude of, oh, I got this, it's all right, there's no fear, no worries. I've already reached my goal. I'm happy where I am at. I'm content. There's nothing really much more for me to do. And then when we have that attitude, then we start to drift. And when we start to drift, drifting means that we're not focused on the mark. We're missing the mark. Our attention is elsewhere, and we start to compromise, and we run aimlessly. When our lives are in a spiritual calm, no major worries, we can fall into dangerous temptations, faith-shaking trials. And coasting would imply that it's about activity, that we're not doing something. We're not furthering ourselves. I read a quote that said, are you talking further than you're walking? Is your walk with the Lord further than your talk? Are we acting out of obligation? Or are we acting out of inspiration? Are we inspired to do it, and therefore that's motivating us to do it? I came to as I was reading a testimonial of a man, and I think that summed it up really good. I'd like to read that. He says, I've been thinking about this lately because I've seen in my own life a tendency to coast. To coast in my relationship, to coast in my pursuit of godliness, to coast in my pursuit of God himself. And here are some things I've observed. I do not coast toward godliness, but selflessness. I do not coast toward self-control, but rashness. I do not coast toward a love for others, but agitation. I do not coast towards patience, but irritability. I do not coast toward purity, but lust. I do not coast toward self-denial, but self-obsession. I do not coast towards the gospel, but self-sufficiency. In short, I do not coast towards Christ, but towards self. When I stop caring, when I stop expending effort, when I allow myself to coast, I inevitably coast away from God and godliness. And I think that if we stop and look at all of these categories, when we find ourselves coasting, that we can fall into any one of these. Any one of these. But I think he summed it up pretty good when he said, in short, I do not coast towards Christ, but towards self. When we find ourselves coasting, we're finding ourselves satisfying the things that we want, the flesh, the things that are making us happy, and the things that make us feel good. So how did Apostle Paul keep going? If we look at his life and his and the things that he has gone through, easily, just like him, we can get discouraged. Easily, like him, we can just step back and say, hey, you know what? It's too much, too far. I'm just going to let go. I'm going to coast. But what did he say here? He says, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. But he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. So an encouragement today is not to coast. If you're in a comfortable position, maybe to find yourself to where you can be pressing towards the high calling of God. And what is that? First of all, if you haven't made your relationship, if you don't have that relationship with God, that's a relationship that's where you need to start. It's about Jesus Christ and him crucified, and about what he has done for you. And once you understand that and realize it, and then it's what are you doing to tell others about it? And the life that you're living, are you talking more than you are walking? The road to heaven is full of obstacles, temptations, problems, disappointments, and fears. To be pressing is to be meditating on God's word. To be pressing is to seek the Lord in prayer. To be pressing is consciously relying on God's promise, focusing on the new heaven reward. To be pressing is actively confessing your sins and being assured of his forgiveness, and then anticipating the flames that Satan throws at you. Lifting every problem to the Lord in prayer, seeking to see God's loving sovereignty in all that comes your way, because it's not going to be easy. There will be challenges and there will be difficulties. Apostle Paul is encouraging all of us to press towards that mark, to press on, not to coast. Apostle Paul wants us to live a life of great purpose, with the highest possible goal to get to the end, and done the most we possibly can to bear the fruits of the Spirit that lives within us. Look at your life as I look at my life. Are you pressing or are you coasting? May God bless his word to us.